key to winning in the stock market is to buy low and sell high. Before the technology stock bubble burst last year, many officers and executives of high-tech companies made millions of dollars by selling their company's stock at the right time. Their good fortune is drawing sharp criticism from some of their peers, who say it wasn't necessarily the best time to sell. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
We've heard many tales of woe lately involving technology firms, but there's a group of executives trying to keep a low profile who are sitting on massive personal fortunes they made selling stock in their companies before the bubble burst last year. Paul Elliott tracks insider stock sales for Thompson Financial First Call. He recently looked back over the stock market bubble and compiled a list of these high-tech executives.
I think it's absolutely unheard of. For the last quarter of 1999 and for all of 2000, more than 50 corporate insiders each walked away with at least $100 million from stock sales. In fact, of February 2000, we saw over $20 billion worth of stock sold by insiders, and that's just an absolutely staggering number by historical standards.
Eric Greenberg, the 36-year-old founder of the internet consulting company Scient, sold more than $200 million worth of stock, a third of his holdings during that period. Today, the entire company is worth less than that, with Scient stock around $1 a share, down 99% from its peak. At the dot-com company Ariba, which is still not profitable, six co-founders, including then-CEO Keith Kroc, each made more than $100 million selling stock. Ariba's shares have fallen more than 95% from their peak. Such stock selling is allowed by regulators, but many in the high-tech industry itself are frowning on it.
I'm angry, and it's not right.
Rob Ryan is the founder of Ascend Communications, a networking equipment company that he started in 1989 and built into a highly profitable firm with 4,000 employees and $2 billion in sales. Ryan says he doesn't want to single out anyone in particular, but he sees a major difference between creating wealth like he did and the way some high-tech entrepreneurs got rich quick during the internet stock craze. He especially takes issue with those who dumped their shares in unprofitable dot-coms.
I think they give entrepreneurs a bad name. And when somebody like them wins, somebody loses.
The losers being all the people who invested in these internet stocks and lost money. Not all dot-com and high-tech executives took advantage of the inflated stock market. Chris Larson is the CEO of eLoan. Larson got about $10 million in February of 99 by selling a portion of the company to venture capitalists. But since his company went public, he's never sold a single share of stock, even at the peak, when he was personally worth around $400 million on paper. Today, with the stock down more than 95%, Larson's watched most of that wealth evaporate. But he says top executives have to constantly be promoting their company to the world, and he says it just felt wrong to sell while he was doing that.
A CEO is not an investor. A CEO is the leader of the company, the captain of the ship, and even in your heart of hearts, you think, you know, it's overvalued and it's a bubble and the PE is out of control. No, you don't sell. Captain of a ship isn't out there, you know, fighting the other passengers to get on the lifeboat. You're staying with the ship.
Larson says he's still confident eLoan will succeed, and he's risking the majority of his personal wealth by extending the company a line of credit should it be needed. Some in the technology industry think the Securities and Exchange Commission should make it harder for insiders at unproven companies to get rich selling their own stock. Larson says the SEC should get rid of a rule that allows insiders to sell shares but not report the sale to the public for up to 6 weeks. Entrepreneur Rob Ryan would go further. He says the SEC should prohibit employees, investors, and executives from selling any shares until a company has achieved several consecutive profitable quarters.
This would be an incredibly simple rule for the SEC to actually implement. So, you know, if the public wants to invest despite the fact that they're not a profitable company, that's fine. But the people running the company don't get to bail.
Right now, it's perfectly legal for insiders to sell shares in their companies as long as they follow all the rules. Diversifying your holdings is often thought to be a smart thing to do financially, and you could argue that in a free market, if people want to pay outlandish prices for your stock, there's nothing wrong with selling it. Still, the insiders who did that don't seem too eager to draw attention to themselves. We tried to talk to top executives at Ariba, Scient, and other firms, and no one was willing to do an interview. Chris Larson, the CEO of eLoan, says that's in part why he doesn't regret hanging on to all his stock and watching his $400 million fortune disappear. He says he doesn't have to avoid reporters, and he can still face his employees in the hallway, even though their stock options are underwater.
It's not just about money. I think it's going to be how did you get there, and how are your peers looking at you, and how are the people that you led and, you know, pitched to and sold to? How are they now evaluating you? And when you think about that, no, that feels good, actually.
Larson says he is hoping to get his fortune back as his company grows over the long term. Most high-tech entrepreneurs, not surprisingly, think founders and top executives should be able to sell their stock and accumulate vast wealth. They say it's a powerful incentive to build successful companies that spur the economy and create jobs. There's clearly disagreement, though, about at what stage in a company's growth it's appropriate to start doing that. Chris Arnold, NPR News, San Francisco.